This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that Norsen beat and chant really gives me confidence. What about you? Riding on the wave. Discovering the new world. Conquering Gaul and then the UK. Founding Russia. Big ships with dragon heads. Riding the waves. Well, it is the 20th day of November 2018 on this Tuesday, Global Transmission. And we have had parts of the U.S. border in Mexico and other areas closed down because intel shows thousands are preparing, even as we speak, any time, to try to bum rush U.S. security forces and smash the border. But they've got an even bigger problem. Say what you want about Mexico. A lot of great art, a lot of great culture. The people are not wimps. They're ready to fight. And they also have a lot of corruption. But they're at the top of the scale for third world countries. And they know that Honduras and Guatemala and then all the way down to South America, Venezuela collapsing is not a good idea. And when a bunch of military-aged men come marching through using women as human shields, waving Venezuelan and Honduran flags and engaging in crime, the Mexicans have started beating the living snot out of them, which is a normal response. I'm not even endorsing that. But the UN and others want to pull this crap. It's not going to go well. And the Mexicans in Tijuana and others are saying, we pay taxes, and we're going to have to put up tens of thousands of people here that are trying to go in the U.S. and get free crap. We're not doing this. Because they understand it is literally communists, socialists, criminals, you name it, that have been organized into these UN camps and trained for this. So good for the Mexicans. Because, look, Mexicans are nationalists, and that's a good thing. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. Because these big multinational corporations are going to come in and they're going to eat your lunch. They don't pay taxes. They're above the law. And they're always telling you how you need to get rid of your country. Well, Mexicans know their country's not perfect, neither is ours. But turning yourself into Venezuela when it's about 20 times worse, it's like saying we're going to turn all of America into Chicago, the worst parts of the South Side, or we're going to turn all of America into the worst areas of Detroit. It's not that all of Mexico is bad. It's that pockets of it are very bad. And Mexico sees a bunch of military-aged men ramming through their police, and they just go, you know, we're getting raped up the, you know what, the keister here. And, you know, Trump and everybody else sees that as well. There's foreign multinational powers doing it. So we're going to be breaking that down. And then a lot of times I'll see a theme going through the hundreds of news articles the crew prints for me. People always go, oh, you troglodyte, you anti-technology guys, why do you print it? The stories get changed. They get removed. Computers don't load. We print everything we look at to have a record. And I've got huge storage facilities full of news articles because we have a record of these. So they memory hole and we can catch them. But today, a whole constellation, without me even looking for it, kind of like connect the dots came up, about atrazine in water all over the country, particularly in Texas, that sterilizes you. And that's out of the Texas Tribune. Even the liberals get it. And that ties together with pesticide atrazine can turn male frogs into females. That's a big report out of Berkeley. And that ties into the real agenda right here. Celine Dion has a new gender-bending clothing line for kids. And that ties into whistleblower, mentally retarded children being taught that they are another sex, all part of sterilizing them under eugenics. First you fry their brains with the chemicals and the vaccines. Then you tell them how trendy it is to have their testicles chopped off. Girls take male hormones so they don't ever go into estrus. I'm Alex Jones, defending the human species, because I'm a human and I think we're kind of cool.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
November 20th, 2018. It is Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. Well, we've got a major, major emergency gay frog alert. That's right. Turns out the gay bomb chemical is in almost all Texas water supply. And hey, I know like David Hogg said that's a really cool effect. Okay, fine. But no more humans. Well, that's a problem. And it's even in the liberal Texas Tribune, and Berkeley's reporting on it. So there's nothing more homophobic than Texas Tribune and your gay frog alma mater, Berkeley. So we're going to be going over those huge developments because I saw a pattern in the news today, so I want to open up with this. We've got all this other big, huge news. They've closed some of the U.S. border checkpoints in California because the U.N.-funded imaginary caravan is trying to slam through it right now. We're going to cover all that. U.S. closes busiest Mexico border crossing, as word is they're about to try to take over. But here it is. Report, toxic herbicide found in many Texas drinking water supplies. Nearly 500 water utilities across the state tested positive for atrazine, a weed killer, and they found it at levels that, well, turn all the frogs gay, which can lead to harmful health effects. Well, that's not harmful. Dying, being sterile, or being only attracted to the same sex, it just means no more frogs, which is kind of cool. I'm all for it. According to a new report, the Environmental Working Group also found that utilities are testing water during times when the herbicide isn't being used as much as they may be lowballing the results. Oh, you don't think they're lowballing the results? Because the same herbicide's been making the kids in France not have arms and legs. But hey, too many people, right? It's liberal. It's liberal. You can't abort them in the womb. We're going to handicap their ass real good here in the real world. I'm very sorry for those children, but they have a real sick joke about it. So in 2015, atrazine was found in water systems. This stuff always comes out 4 years later, serving nearly 30 million Americans in 27 states. According to a new report, Washington, D.C.-based Environmental Working Group, Getty, also has photos of it. More than 10 million Texans have consumed drinking water with some level of atrazine, a toxic herbicide with 472 water systems statewide testing positive in at least one detection, according to a new report from the group, and they are definitely lowballing that. Now, let's look at what old atrazine does. Pesticide atrazine can turn male frogs into females, and strangely enough, only causes them to be attracted to males, so the males then fertilize other males that are not producing eggs. But if you just tell the male he's really a female, well then, it's okay. Who wants to get in the way of this love affair we've got? But don't be a gay frog in China. You'll get executed. But Apple owns slave factories. The guy that runs it's gay. They're killing gays. As long as he's gay, it's okay. So atrazine, one of the world's most widely used pesticides, wreaks havoc with the sex lives of adult male frogs, emasculating three-quarters of them. Well, that's okay. And turning 1 in 10 to females, according to a new study, the University of California. But they don't actually produce eggs, but the males then want to have sex with them. And they go on. The professor who was hired to cover up said that it was actually the opposite, and it was, quote, turning the frogs gay. Which is cool, but they died. Super cool, but they died. No more gay frogs, no more straight frogs, just no more frogs. See, the targets are humans. They have a bunch of chemical additives and weed killers that don't do this, but this is the one that they specially came up with for you and your family. Oh, and then the White House science czar under Obama, the year I was born, 45 years ago, he wrote a big 1,000-page book called Ecoscience, where he said we'll develop herbicides, pesticides, and things that in the runoff reduce fertility in humans. Oh, I might want to actually go read it. It's free online. Oh, but it's okay. Celine Dion, she's so cool, has a new gender-neutral clothing line. Don't have kids in pink if they're girls or blue if they're boys. No, they wear black like you were at a funeral because you're going to be sterilized. You're going to be dayed. So maybe we should play the ad for her new Sea Hag clothing line. It's officially called the Sea Hag Mother of Death clothing line. I'm being sarcastic there. Then we'll get to the really big news. Mentally retarded children and autistic children are being targeted and told you're really a boy or girl when you're not, so they can sterilize them. And the government's saying your 7-year-old autistic son has a right to have his testicles chopped off. Step aside. You're like, he's a minor. He's brain damaged. Step aside, racist. We're going to give you the chemicals till your brain's gone. And we're going to chop the other part off. Because the truth is, the genetics have been retarded. They can't let those genetics pass over. We must destroy the seed. We must destroy the child. It's liberal. So here's the old sea hag. Oh, my God, there's no girls, there's no boys. Everything is death. Everything is cool. Lucifer's got a plan, yeah. Planetary death. Ah, here it is. Evil police chase a goddess.
It's okay, it's okay.
It's okay, you don't have a gender.
Dion.
1 hour earlier. Girls in pink, boys in blue.
Our children, they are not really our children. As we are all just links in
a nurse.
That is life.
Doesn't look like an ugly tranny.
For us, they are everything.
Everything.
But in reality, we are only a fraction of their universe.
They're going to open the universe up. She's going to sterilize them. Oh, it's so liberal. Atrazine woman.
We thrust them forward into the future. But the course will always be theirs to choose.
Oh, theirs to choose. The chemicals. Oh, she's going to blow this nice black dust on you. Ah, the gift of atrazine. Oh, now you're black crosses. Like they're wearing SS uniforms. She didn't do anything. She just came in and decided what your kids would be.
I mean, oh, come on, I'm Celine Dion. I'm not spending the night in jail.
Holy shit.
I'm just a pervert messing with your kids in your face. They're going to choose their future. The state is.
I'm Celine Dion. Yeah, girl, and I'm beyond.
I'm Celine Dion, an ugly sea hag.
I'm calling my agent.
I'm calling my agent. And we can joke about it, but this is the plan. Now, let's take you to the next level. 22-page report, Daily Mail, Tavistock Institute runs it. The UK is the vanguard of this, where in some classes, 30% of the children are transgender. And they go in to mentally retarded and autistic and tell them, you're a girl, you're a boy, vice versa, to totally jack. So they go, now you make the decision to have your testicles chopped off or girls to be given male hormones. And they go, mommy, daddy, they told me I have them chopped off. I'm a girl. And look, even so, here's your apple. But they're giving you the poison apple. Here's the apple. And you're like, well, it's liberal, so let's let them do it. Whistleblower teacher makes shocking claim that most are autistic. An astonishing 17 pupils at a single British school are in the process of changing gender. But they're not changing their gender. They're being sterilized. How do you make being sterilized? You can see them in the boardroom 40 years ago at Tavistock. How do we get them to sterilize their kids? 20 people. Well, first we pesticide their brains. When they're mentally retarded, we get them convinced to be sterilized. We make it cool, like it's a choice. People are into being augmented, you know, changing themselves, the human augmentation. That's it. We'll go with that, and we'll have Hollywood say how great it is, and it'll be a new civil right. While they run all these wars, murdering everybody, everything else. Most of the youngsters undergoing the transformation are autistic, according to a teacher there who said vulnerable children with mental health problems are being tricked into believing they're the wrong sex, and now children as young as six are having the sex change, which isn't a sex change. Oh, my school taught me to have my testicles chopped off or to be chemically sterilized. Thank you for the gift of being barren in case I wanted to have kids later, but by the time I can actually figure it out, you'll actually sterilize me, and statistically, then I'll commit suicide. I'm so depressed. Thank you. It's a liberal. That's the total cover of this. And it's all in the UN documents. It's all there, this plan. I used to read this stuff 20 years ago and go, they'll never do it. They're doing it now. But whatever you do, folks, be trendy. Let the state and the transgender cult have access to your autistic child. Let them have their genitals cut off. It's liberal. It's like the Muslims do. Cut them off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, standing up for the unborn, standing up for children that are born against this biological warfare globalist system, I feel ashamed that I'm not fighting harder and that I'm not more eloquent. Because the stakes are so high. I made jokes at the end of the last segment about how they claim it's all trendy and liberal to abuse children, as even Camille Paglia has said, as a liberal lesbian, to tell them that their biology is different when they haven't even made any decision about what their sexuality is. It is pedophilic. It is a cult of pedophiles. And I've been told publicly, and I've been told by Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all of them, they said there's three pillars. You support transgenderism and telling children they have another gender. You support Islam invading and taking over and doing whatever they want. And you need to step aside and you need to accept the chemicals in the water, Jones. You shut up about that, we'll leave you alone. Because that's how they've got us between a radical, monotheistic death cult of Islam that enslaves its own people and is always taking over the next country that's authoritarian, and this scientific chemical warfare program hitting women with chemicals that hyperfeminize them and accelerate their cycle, reduces women's fertility and kills them about 30 years young. And then men, it emasculates them and turns them into these bots, and the sperm counts down almost 90%. Genitalia is shrinking in Africans, whites, it doesn't matter, anybody in the Western world. Breast cancer is up multi-thousand percentage points. We're being murdered. Murdered! Well, what do? You make it fashionable. You don't come in and say, why is this type of hormone-based breast cancer up 4,000 or 5,000%? Brazil didn't have any of it until 25 years ago. They introduced glyphosate. Within 1 year, it went up multi-thousand percent in all areas where glyphosate was being used. That's just one chemical. Glyphosate mimics the hormone in the body that literally triggers tumors in the breast. Secondarily, men's prostates, but not as bad. Women are hammered with weed killer that tells weeds to die and that tells women's breasts to die. Bottle of Roundup ought to say, Teton killer, mammary killer, breast killer, teat killer. By the way, that's not profane. Those are all scientific names. And I'm not joking around here. This is deadly serious. Let's get over talking about subjects like this and let's get real. 60 years ago, doctors would fly across the country to see a child with cancer. Now you can walk into any mall or grocery store and see them all over the place. This is being done by design. And I'd hope Trump would start doing something about this on vaccines, other areas. And he's been trying to get the economy on, the rest of it, but he's failed on bringing this out, even though he knows Barron got that third round of shots at 18 months, was running around talking, and the next day was having convulsions and crapping himself. And Barron came back, and Trump doesn't like people talking about it. But Trump knows damn well what's going on. That's why he said when he was running for office, they're giving too many vaccines too early. That's what the Japanese government says. And their autism went from skyrocketing to down to very low. By law, you can't give shots till 18 months. Not three rounds by 18 months. It causes autoimmune disorders. It causes Guillain-Barre's. It causes narcolepsy. It causes epilepsy. It causes blood on the brain. And it's not by accident. This is the government caught, the deep state caught, giving black people syphilis for 49 years. But Tuskegee, why would you then trust anything they do? They got a big cover, Wired magazine article saying take Jones off the air. He says vaccines are dangerous. The inserts say they are. So listen, you're in the middle of a medical experiment. And if you want a brain damaged, retarded child or a child that doesn't function in their main capacity, or you want a dead child. Because I know multiple people that work in this building whose children were vaccinated who died. My grandmother got polio from her second polio round. The doctors told her you got it from the polio vaccine that was live. My uncle that was going to go into professional baseball and who was in perfect shape took a tetanus shot when he was in high school and was in the hospital for 3 weeks and it almost killed him and brain damaged him to this day. He has convulsions to this day. And they sit back and they say, we're kooks and we're crazy for the facts. So, the pesticides, the chemicals, the vaccines, there are neurological disorders everywhere. One in 33,000 in the 60s to one in 58 has autism, and they say it's going to double by 2030. We're going to have one out of 20-something having to be led around by their elderly parents while some full-grown man goes, and the left will go, oh, you're making fun of them. No. I'm saying you've done this to them, and then if I expose that I'm seeing full-grown men and women that are autistic, that I'm bad because I'm describing how hellish it is. I try to go see a children's movie with my kids, and the theater's full. There's always, out of 200 people, like 50 banging their heads into the back of the chairs and going, what the hell's going on here? The left goes, look, he made fun of autistic kids. No, I expose what I'm seeing. I didn't make fun of them. I'm crying. I can barely be in these movies. I go to the mall. I see the bald-headed kids on their chemotherapy everywhere. What's going on? But see, it's never find why everybody's getting breast cancer. Find out why everybody's becoming autistic. It's never that. It's always find a cure. They know the cure, the globalists of the disease. Read the article how they're brain damaging the kids and then telling retarded children, you have a choice. Have your testicles chopped off. And the mommies go, it's liberal. Okay, my 8-year-old retarded son wants his balls chopped off. That's it for this segment. We're going to come back on the other side with some of the best interviews we've done in the last month, and then we'll be back after that. But listen, we're listener supported. They try to shut us down because they know if we get the word out, their evil system will be exposed. We are running, these are the last specials. Everything must go. This Black Friday week special starting now. It's 50% off all the supplements and nutraceuticals, 50% off of the storable food, Alexa Pure Pro, their best unit, 127, 49% off, best deal ever, and double Patriot points. So that's towards your next purchase, not just 5% at InfoWarsStore.com, but 10%, plus 10% on all auto ship orders, free shipping store-wide, summer as low as 75% off. Everything must go. The best quality products. Get your Christmas shopping done now. Don't fight the crowds. And fund the info war into the future. Much of these products are being sold as lost leaders because everything must go. As you know, they're trying to shut us down. We've got to hunker down in case they're successful financially. They'll hold on for the next 6 months to a year. We have other backup plans and cavalry coming. We need you to be the cavalry right now at InfoWarsStore.com and spread the word about the plan to sterilize and murder your children.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't want to defend Trump like I do, because I don't want to be so completely committed to somebody. But always, he's right. And always, the mainstream media misrepresents what he's saying or doing. He says, build fire breaks. They got rid of the policy 30 years ago. It's burning down the West. And all the firefighter associations say he's right. He says, we got to have a border with Mexico. There's a lot of criminals coming in. They say he hates all Mexicans, never said it. And then I look at what they're currently doing, and our own media sides with communist China against America. And I look at how the left, when you tune into what they're writing or saying in public schools or college, it is the most Nazi. They call us Nazis all day, and I thought, that's dumb they call us Nazis. They know that's not true. That's because they're the Nazis. I mean, I have a longtime family friend going back to when I was a little kid. My best friend died about 10 years ago, but my best friend's mom, a big family friend, went on all these trips with us. And one of her granddaughters was part African-American or whatever, and I'm good friends with her. And she went to Southwest Texas University the last few years. She's graduating right now. And they literally come into class and say, Alex Jones is a white supremacist. And Alex Jones is a Nazi. And Alex Jones is fake news. And she's known me her whole life and camped out with me and been on boats with me and eaten dinner with me probably 50 times. And she got pissed. And they said, listen, you shut your ass up. You lose your degree. Well, that took her from being a liberal for the good things liberals claim to absolutely being against them. I'm not going to say her name. She's a beautiful young woman. But that's the thing. She's like, I know Alex Jones. That professor said, a white woman, you shut your ass up right now. He's a Nazi. She said, no, he's not. What you just said about him is a lie. And that's why they want to censor us and silence us so they can say whatever they want about us and not be challenged. You know, Joe Biggs, taking our guns is a big deal. Because slaves are disarmed. It's always the sign of war going on, but the taking of the First Amendment and the way they've targeted conservatives and nationalists that becomes a campaign contribution of the Democrats. This is the only reason the Republicans didn't keep the House. They kept the Senate, which is historic. And we have to take action. And that's our biggest deficit is the average Republican doesn't know how this cyber stuff works. They won't even take Republican ads on Facebook or Twitter, on most of them, for Congress people. But they'll take Democrats. The fact that they let them do that is total discrimination. They go, oh, it's a private company. So newspapers won't take Republican ads either. Or if you're black, you can't rent a hotel room. This is so fundamental, and we've been free so long, the average conservative wants to play the part of kind of like we're the establishment. We're not. We're the underdog. We better start acting like it, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the entire political spectrum right now. It's all changed after we elected Trump. I mean, you know, the typical boring, total line, you know, Christian, I'm married and I have a wife, you know, and I've got a dog and three kids and I was a vet. Like that same kind of mentality these politicians use in all their videos doesn't work anymore. You know, people on the right need to realize that it's all shifting and changing. And if you really want to reach some of these younger people that are in college right now and they're being brainwashed to go left, and there's many of them that are starting to think for themselves and they're going, I want to go right, but it looks boring. I mean, Republicans at the end of the day are milquetoast most of the time. They're so boring. But you see a guy like Trump, man, he's so different. He's so energetic. A friend of mine the other
because
day
because he's a populist. He's not. No, no, exactly. There's nothing more boring than liberals obsessed with what Halloween costume you're wearing. Why are we letting them be the cool people? They're not. They're super uncool.
Exactly. I mean, we need to really rethink our approach to politics. We need to really rethink our approach to how we push out our messages as conservatives, as Republicans, as right-wingers, whatever you are. We've really got to change that narrative, and we need to come out there attacking hard. I mean, look at Brian Kemp's ads. This is the only right-wing person that I saw, the guy that ran for governor in Georgia and finally won. His ads were amazing. They were hilarious. You could relate to it. At the end of the day, I mean, I thought about the ad throughout the day, and I live in Florida, and I'm thinking about, you know, this guy that's running for governor in Georgia because his ads really hit home. You know, he's like, yeah, I got a gun because when my daughter starts dating, I want to make sure that there's a good guy coming around. Or I drive a truck because I, at least, you know, in case I come up around, a bunch of migrants that are illegals, I can take them to the Border Patrol station and have them deported or whatever like that. You know, he's using these current events.
He took the fake political correctness that obviously we're not doing that and made it a joke.
Yeah, exactly. And that's good. And that's what people on the right are going to have to start doing. Everyone's like, we have to be in the high ground. We have to take the high ground. Well, there's a war going on. There's people in the trenches. And the only ones that are coming out right now, the ones that are, you know, taking control, are the ones willing to get down there and get dirty.
No, I totally agree. The whole blue blood thing, which was why I used to be neutral politically. The Republican blue bloods are the nastiest, dumb, and they're beyond racist. If you don't know their granddaddy's granddaddy, you aren't in the club. They're classist. And that's not what America is about. Well, Job, the people just joined us. In the last few minutes we've got left for you in this segment, I got some big news coming up next segment. You challenged Eric Swalwell, and he said, I'll nuke your ass if you don't turn your guns in. This is one of the defining moments in America. There's a lot of stuff out there, but I agree. This is one of the dumbest tweets ever. This has really gone viral. So I congratulate you on reaching out to him and getting him to arrogantly say that. What do you think chapter two is of this?
Well, I'm actually trying to reach out to him and see if he'll have a sit down and talk. I'd like to really pick his brain and wonder why, or kind of get to understand why he thinks that that's a correct response to this, and really find out if he truly does believe in the Constitution, if it's something he's really going to uphold, or is he just going to be a radical new leftist that's just going to come in and try to reshape what this great country was founded on.
And by the way, for those that just tuned in, he says he'll use nuclear weapons on those that don't turn their guns in, which militarily, all of it's pure bull. But he said, oh, it's a joke. No, it's not a joke. It's about they've got the weapons, we don't. It illustrates everything. This is totally crystal clear.
Yeah, it's something that needs to be talked about. And a guy like that, quite frankly, shouldn't even have the job that he has right now making a statement like that. Think about if Donald Trump said that. If Donald Trump even joked about using nuclear weapons against dissidents, against people who didn't like him, against fake news, he would, as soon as they took control of the House, he'd be gone. You know, they'd be like, impeach, 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 and it'd be done. It wouldn't be one of those things that's kind of on the back burner where they're scared to do it. You know, and that's just that double standard that we see continuing to happen between the left and the right. If you're in the left, you can beat your wife, you can be a rapist, you can collude with Russia, you can illegally spy on American citizen, that's okay. But if you're on the right and you do anything at all, you're guilty without, you know, having your time in court. And it's just ridiculous. You lose your job, you lose your TV show, you can lose everything. You know, your social media
accounts. I mean, they're telling everybody, join us, don't have Alex Jones on, don't have Joe Biggs on, don't talk about Trump being good or we'll attack you. This is pure bullying, and Americans have their line in the sand. They should say no to it. AmericanTriggerPullers.com. Joe Biggs, how do folks find you on Twitter?
At Rambo Biggs, RambobiGGS.
All right, great job. Thanks for spending so much time with us, and really great to see you to get Eric Swalwell, to come out and say, we're going to take your guns, resistance is futile, turn them in, and we're going to nuke you. What an incredible moment. Thanks, Joe.
Got a beard now.
You like my beard?
Yeah. Take mine off, and you grow one.
Now, my son, you know Rex, we were in Hawaii like 8 months ago, and he goes, Dad, he goes, can you grow a beard? And I said, yeah, son, I'll grow a beard. He said, grow a beard. And now I got a wife. I love her. But you know, the ladies like it so much, I can't stop. I'm sorry. I had no idea. Like, I'm in the beard cult now. I apologize. I grow a big, long, giant one like Santa Claus. Thanks, Joe Biggs. All right. When we come back, we are going to hit some of the key intel we've not covered yet. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
You know, somebody's got big plans for this planet. And, you know, I want humans to have a place in that future. I want a pro-human future. Big tech companies say, oh, humans are done. Silicon Age is coming. We're obsolete. Yeah, we're going to wipe everybody out in a bio-weapon attack. Well, it's okay. We're superior. That's official globalist doctrine. But it's not discussed on the news. You know, it's weird how the globalists say, oh, the public are idiots. Don't worry about them. Let's just say it out in the open. And then when we cover it, they try to shut us down and say, don't say that. So, see, at least the public's now listening. Here's the thing. I'm not a person that thinks of my competition in how much money I've got or how big a string of women I got. Doesn't mean I don't like money. Doesn't mean I don't like women. But It's an intellectual endeavor. And my greatest frustration is that I really care about humanity. I really care about our future. I really can see the potentiality of our larger destiny. And I've seen the fallen, twisted servants of evil come after me and try to shut us down because we have the cure to their disease. And I don't sit back when I'm driving home at night and think, man, you're really a badass. You know, you've got David Rockefeller's organizations and Henry Kissinger's organizations and the Clintons and the EU all after you. I actually sit back and go, my God, isn't this choice really easy? How am I one of the prime movers in the resistance against this? So here's the big secret. I'm not up here saying these things on air, trying to impress you. I'm not up here saying these things proudly, like, wow, I've got kryptonite to the globalists. I'm actually pretty upset because I'm projecting onto you that you are just like me. And the globalists have bet and said, you're not. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're backstabbing. You want your 30 pieces of silver. You don't want the universe. You're going to sell out here now at this level and never go forward. Well, a lot of you may do that, but I'm looking for the people that aren't. And it doesn't mean I've got all the answers and that I'm your guru. There are no gurus. All there are cults. The priest class setting itself in front of your relationship with God, your creator. So I'll say this as clear as I've ever said it to everybody out there watching and listening. There is a war on for your soul and your consciousness. And that doesn't mean we're going to toddle into the nearest church and find God there. In fact, most of the time, you're going to find the devil because the devil puts himself in front of the gate to get to the universe of God. And all the symbols you see, the all-seeing eye and everything else, the rising sun, oh, those are the devil's sign. No, they're not. God created mathematics. God created everything. The devil has seized control of all the symbols to make you think that the devil is God. The devil is not God. So, there are people who are missing a connection to God, who are seeking to suppress your consciousness and your mind so that they can rule over you. And that's a fact. No one can deny that. And for me, it's a very frustrating fact that there are these horrible world government forces that are doing everything they can to suppress knowledge and technological development and honorableness and goodness and healthiness. Because at this point in culture, if people pushed healthiness and goodness and family and God and Christ, we would already be next galaxy over. It'd be over. And there's a real force spiritually, intergalactically, interdimensionally, however you quantify that, that is doing everything it can in its crib to strangle humanity and to mutate humanity and to whisper in our ear and kill our own instinct to want to be with God. And so I'm not pleased that I am the vanguard, that my crew is the vanguard, that our audience is the vanguard of the resistance. This is so on its face, prima facie, easy to accept, easy to know, easy to go with. God's already got it all planned out. We just have to go with free will and choose God's plan. And so that's why I'm really frustrated, is because there really isn't a choice here. There's oblivion and death, or there's eternal life. God's created a stairway to heaven through free will, but you aren't going to be let into the next dimension unless you've chosen to not be a horrible, deceitful, manipulative devil. So a lot of people kind of rise up in their awareness and they figure out there's a scam going on and people are being manipulated and they go, oh, great, this is great. If I dumb these people down, if I screw them over, I'm ascendant. No, you're lower than they are. You're winning in a fallen system. So if you sit back and you look at, why is InfoWars so banned? Why is it so hated? It's the same reason Trump is hated and defiled. Because Trump doesn't want to see the world burn so that he can sit on top of the ashes and feel powerful. Trump feels better and more successful when things are successful, when things are beautiful, when things are strong. And those that don't think they can meet that mark, they're fundamentally against that. And that's when you realize the fallen only can pull down the universe. They don't have the idea of expanding it, because that's very scary to lower intellects, to see other people informed, to see other people racing ahead, to see other people having great experiences. They are cut off from that consciousness. And so to them, it's like death. So in the 2 minutes and 20 seconds we have left, I just want to let the listeners know that you've done an amazing job supporting InfoWars. And our affiliates have, and so has the crew. But I don't want to make it about InfoWars in the final equation. I want to make it about the fact that in a world of 7 billion plus people, you found InfoWars. And you resonated with InfoWars. And not because InfoWars was the highest level of human outreach, but because all of us together were looking for a better world and trying to be good and coming together. And it's that idea of us communicating, of us having community, of us having brethren, of us having kinship, of us communicating, of us edifying each other, of us coming together and even having a chance to communicate. That is the ultimate sin of the globalists. And that, when you read their writings, their leaked documents, they say we can't let them have comment sections on articles. They're communicating, they're getting reinforcement, they're getting stronger. We have to suppress that. But even if you're in a jail cell alone, and you know God, and you know justice, you're already connected to the universe. These controllers don't have anything over you. They're not the elite. They're the fallen people. And we're sad they won't join us, but we can't let them suppress us. We can't let them stand against what we're doing. We can't let them hurt the innocents anymore. And these young souls that are so ready to be part of infinity with us. And so it's all a big joke on the other side. They kill these bodies. You'll look back later and laugh. These bodies are nothing. Like a pair of clothes you throw in the trash. But if you're not willing to go through some pain and give up this physical body, you'll never face God. You'll never be in that room with God when God tells you the next chapter. I want to be there with all of you at the next chapter. I want to be with you in eternity.
Hi, folks. It's holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the buy two, get one free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life.
ChangeTea at GetThatTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetThatTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetThatTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetThatTea.com.